Just let yourself settle. Your body, your being knows how to settle. You don't really have to do anything. It's more like stopping doing what we usually do that interferes with our settling. Settling is really natural. Body at rest will stay at rest. And as part of your settling, check and see where there could be an opening to a little more relaxation. It's a question of allowing relaxation. Sometimes when you notice this tension around your cheeks or mouth, the way you're holding your jaw, sometimes just that gentle noticing will be enough to pivot to relaxation. And if it's not relaxing, that's okay. Stay relaxed about that. Just see, oh, there's tension here. Just acknowledging it. Giving that tension, the attention that it somehow is calling for, even if it doesn't relax right away. It's no problem. And your shoulders. We carry so much stress in the shoulders and our necks, and just kindly acknowledging that there is tension there, if you find some there. It's like making friends with yourself. It's like not pretending there's no tension and not worrying about making it go away, which would just make more tension, but just friendly with loving attention, just seeing it. Just being seen, yourself, seeing and being seen, is unifying, is healing. Don't really have to do anything. Just be present. And wherever else there may be tension, just lovingly noticing. That's all. It's all about being gentle and kind and also accepting there's tension or stress in your mind. We can't fight with it and make it go away. We know that already. So you just kindly acknowledge that it's there for the moment. And it will leave in good time. Letting a kind of stream of ease flow through you with your in-breath, spreading its easing energy throughout your whole body and being. Just naturally, I'm just describing what happens of its own accord. This is not an instruction to do something. This is a description that might open to your noticing what is actually occurring for you. Maybe it's not exactly the way I describe it. Then you notice how it is. That's the most important thing. This flowing ease of breathing and opening and being energized with your in-breath, your whole body. Your whole body relaxing as you exhale. Even your belly. Let your belly relax. Open. Fill up with breath, just naturally. Don't have to hold it in. It's a big kind of relaxation to let your belly just flop towards your lap. And then you have more room for all this wonderful air. And as always, keep coming back to your breath when you're mind has gone elsewhere. No scolding, no judgment, no worry. Just come back. Just like that. And that's what you can do whenever you notice in your off-cushion life that you've done something unintended or done something amiss. Just come back to what you do intend. That's all. And your life can flow more easily too. And perhaps as you sit observing your breath and getting more sensitive to just the feel of your own body right at this moment, you may notice sensations. When you hear a sound, that's kind of sensation. When you feel your touching your seat, your cushion, that's a sensation. All the sensations associated with breathing, kinesthetic sensation also. And then, of course, your own mind chatters up occasionally. And whether your eyes are open or closed, you may see something, notice that you're seeing something. These are processes we're very familiar with. Touch, talk, seeing, hearing. So take this moment to notice which of these processes is strongest for you, perhaps one and then the other. And again, there's nothing to do. Just notice that your experience shifts, does it not, from hearing to seeing to the chatter talk of your own mind. And then you notice some sensations in your body. And that's our life. And is any one of these processes you in a concrete, substantial way? Is there a you that kind of owns all of these processes? Or are there only these processes, which come together as something that you call me, without any of them actually being me? Just see how it is to explore that for a moment. So as you settle, potentially you become more and more aware of the processes that are occurring in your body and in your mind. Maybe you're teeming with processes, with chatter, with sensations, or maybe you're quiet. You're more aware of a kind of spaciousness of mind. It doesn't matter. What matters is not what you notice, but that you notice. And that every once in a while, when you have a sense of these processes and how they continue and how your attention, your awareness moves from one to the other, now I'm hearing and I experience hearing. Oh, and then I experience silence. I experience tension in my leg. Oh, now there's a story coming up in the back of my mind. Are any of these which you would call me? If you think about it. If we don't think about it, we might call any of them me. But we're taking up a different lens right now, and we're consciously asking, what do you think? What is there to call me? What is there that is me? Yeah, of course you exist. You're sitting, you're breathing, you have plans for the evening. But who has those plans? Or is it just a continuity of processes? After sitting, you'll get up, you'll drive somewhere, eat something. Which of these moments will be me? And if you want to say it's a whole collection of moments, then you must ask, and where is that collection? There are just moments. Collection is an idea that we have, isn't it? So to whatever extent you're able to recognize that you yourself, as we call ourselves, when we look closely at this me, this I, this self, we see just a whole lot of movements, feathers, bubbles, waves of the ocean. And of course you do exist. But maybe not quite as you had assumed. Something loosening up. Like looking in the microscope and realizing there's no there's no solidity. There's just swirling atoms, galaxies of atoms and nuclei and electrons. So to whatever extent, even for a moment, you get that there's some truth in this about how you are, then maybe there's a softening of the sense of separation. From the other people in the room who are also just cascades of energy, movement, stillness. And that's all any of us are. And so if any of the us cascading beings somehow get stuck on a single frame, like in a film, you know, the movie gets stuck and you're just stuck in that frame and you can't stand it because you know that something else has to happen. Get stuck in that frame, stuck in a dream, and gets all upset about different things that are going to happen or that might happen or that have happened. How could you not have compassion? Like somebody screaming for their life in a nightmare, terrified. You know they're asleep and safe. How poignant that they don't know this. So you wake them up and you tell them. And they sigh with relief. So if anything struck a chord with you in these last minutes, I'll give you a little silence now just to look into it, maybe explore it, protest against it, inquire, mainly inquire. What do you really sense? What do you really feel when you look into the momentary experience of mind and body as you shift through different sensory modes, one from the other, always feeling, unless we investigate, that there's an I, that the same I sees, that hears, that touches. Where are all these eyes?
If you enjoyed this meditation, please visit our website, dawnmountain.org, to subscribe to this course and find other great Dharma offerings. May all beings always have happiness and its causes. May all beings always be free of pain and its causes.